thy patriarch, bear you this is me. Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the wood and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look from lofty mountains wonder, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Oh, then sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, great thou art.
Then sings my
soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son of Spirit, send him to die, thy skill can take it. Oh, that on the cross my burden gladly bring, give blood and die to take away my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, how great thou art,
how great
thou
art. Then
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh, and Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall in humble adoration and approving my God, how great thou art.
Oh,
then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, great thou art.
Then sings my
soul, oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sing my soul,
then sing my soul, oh, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great
thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great. thou art.
Oh,
how great thou art. Oh, of the truth, Heavenly Father, thou art great. When we look at your creation, when we look at the seas, when we look at the mountains, when we look at the valleys, when we look at the trees, when we look at the birds, when we look at everything the Lord, your hands have made, oh, how great thou art, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you because of your greatness. Even the weather out there is so bad, O Lord. But we know there is someone so great. The Lord, we defy even the weather out there, O Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day, our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your protection. Oh, that Lord, your mercy, so Lord, endured for us, Lord, the day. And Lord, your loving kindness that has room, sufficient room, O Lord, has kept us, O God. Father, we thank you, we bless you. And this evening, Lord, we've come, not on our own, but Lord, you saw us even before the foundation of the world. That this small group here will be gathered here and you will be here to speak to them. Lord Jesus, as you saw it, let it be now. As we surrender, Lord, ourselves to you, God, our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, everything, Lord, we lay them before you, God. That, Lord, you take them up. And Lord Jesus, anything that needed in our lives, that, Lord, needs to be put right to God. We know, Lord, there is nothing but your word, O God, alone, that is perfect, Lord, that can teach us, Lord. Holy Spirit, tonight, we are with all ears, O God, to hear from you. Bless your word as we read it, O God. We know it is life. And Father, let the life of God be in us, so that, Lord, we will be like you. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
And God richly bless you. God bless you for coming, because the weather is really terrible out there. And it's always a blessing for you to defy anything that becomes something like a standing block on your way. If you are able to overcome them, just to come to the presence of the Lord, it is a blessing. Amen. As we are still standing, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to Revelation 3. I just want us to really get this Laodicea, if we could finish them. Could finish this, the studies we are doing on Laodicea, because I may travel. I don't know if the Lord opens the way, I may travel. And I would like it to be finished before probably I go. So let's turn to Revelation 3. And let's look at what the Lord has for us this evening. We shall be reading from the 15th to the 17th verse. But today, our topic will be on the 17th, because we have finished with the 15th and the 16th. So we are on the 17th verse. But let's read it all the three together. Let's hear the word of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods,
and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Dear Lord Jesus, these are your ways, O God. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit now, which we know is already here, to speak to us, O God. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. Yeah, we all know that we are in an age which we call it what? Laodicea. We are in the Laodicea age. Praise the Lord. There are many people that are not aware of the age that they are living in. But we, thanks to the what? To the prophet, we have been able to know that our age that we are living in is the Laodicea age. Amen. Amen. And any one of us here, if you move to live in a place, you surely got to know all about the environment. Praise the Lord. So that you know how to live. You must know everything about the place where you've gone to live. The environment. Whether the people there, they are friendly or they are wicked or whatever they are, you got to know that environment. So that you know how to what, to live among the people. Praise the Lord. So if we are living in the age of Laodicea, we got to know all about Laodicea so that we know how to live. Praise the Lord. We have on the 15th and the 16th verses where the Lord said, He would like you to be hot. He prefers that. But if you cannot be hot, He said He will prefer you to be cold than to be what? Lukewarm. It's just as simple as that. Praise the Lord. That's how God says He likes you and me to be what? Hot. Red hot. But if you can't, He said, then stay cold, freezing point. He will prefer that than to take His word and then not leave it. Praise the Lord. Brethren and my sisters, as we are here, it's very, I know it is the work of God that even I have sisters here more than what brothers tonight. Praise the Lord. See, it's something that, and I never knew this, how it's going to happen, and you never knew what word that is coming. Amen. But one thing I want to tell you, my dear sisters, look, let me read something here before, because we get to that point. Let me read something here from the prophet. If only you believe the prophet, then let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, now, I know you ladies don't like this kind of preaching. But sister, you are dead wrong in what you are doing. Amen. Amen. It's just somewhere at the later part of our this. But I want to just say this. Brethren, the prophet himself is saying that I know you ladies don't like this kind of preaching. But sister, you are dead wrong in what you are doing. Praise the Lord. So, just to assure you that no one is against anyone. You see, the word of God is such that it's good for you, it's good for me. Praise the Lord. I need it so that I can make it towards to the kingdom of God. So you also need it. Any preacher who stands here to preach, my brother, our own is what? Is harder than you. Because I have to leave what I'm preaching. Because I can't preach virtues and practices what? Devices. Because I will say it and all eyes will be watching whether I'm living that same word that I'm preaching. So our situation is really very, very difficult because we go to what? Exactly to the letter. Seek the face of the Lord to support us so that we can live right according to what we preach. Praise the Lord. So it is not easy for any preacher who stands at the pulpit here. It's not easy for him or for him. For him, praise the Lord. Than you hearing, my brother, my sister, it's always good for you to hear and live by them. Praise the Lord. Now, we are on verse 17. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Who is saying this, that I am rich? It's Laodicea. Laodicea is saying that I am rich. But here the prophet is trying to let us know that the church is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. Amen. The church is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. It's just like what? A country. In this Dublin here, we have what? Number of embassies here from different countries. The ambassador is here. The ambassador represents what? His country. Amen. And he tries to what? Bring the very the life and the policies of his country. He tried to what? Demonstrate it here. See, they bring their own, they bring their country's what? What their country is like. So that when you see someone, an ambassador from another country here, at least you see something about what? Their country. And the embassies that are here, they seek for what? Their citizens. Praise the Lord. They look after their citizens here. Like if their citizens are looking for what? Visa and all other things. They go to what? They go to their embassy. Praise the Lord. They need some papers. They go to their embassy. So it is that we as Christians also, we are the ambassadors of what? Christ here. And so, we must what? Be able to manifest who Christ is. Amen. And so, when the church, if the church being the embassy, if you want anything, like visa, everything, you go to the church. The church has to what? Help you to get the visa to what? To travel. Praise the Lord. So the church here, if we need visa to go to the kingdom of God, is the church that needs to what? To help us to go. The church must be the mouthpiece of God. Amen. But now, listen to what Laodicea is saying here. He said, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Is this saying coming from God? No, sir. This saying doesn't come from God. So Laodicea church is what? Is a mouthpiece of its own. Is talking about its own. Is not talking about what? Christ. Because Christ is not going to say that I'm rich, I'm increasing goods, and I have needs of nothing. Christ is not going to say that. But that is what Laodicea church is saying. The reason why we must be so grateful to the Lord is that now we are not what? We have not been deceived by these teachings of Laodicea church. We have not been deceived. We have what? Through grace have been called out. Amen. That's why we must be very grateful. Many people are under this what? Teachings. Because that's the Laodicea church. Many Christians are under these teachings. But thank God, because we have been able to recognize the prophet of our age and the message of our age, we have been called out. That's why we must be very, very grateful of where we are standing. Because with Laodicea says, I am rich and increasing goods. Yes, a lot of people are following that. And now we are going to look into something here. Now, he said, just listen, the church of Laodicea saying, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Is that from the mouth of God? The moment she turned away from what? Christ. She became her own mouthpiece. She has become her own mouthpiece. And so what is she doing? Okay, the prophet said, Laodicea church is saying, I am rich and increased with goods and have needs of nothing. That was her self-estimate. Her self-estimate. She looked at herself and that is what she saw. See? Self-estimation. Laodicea is what? Looking at her own self. And then estimating who she is. Not who Christ is. And so it is what? It is a spirit of what, Laodicea? That you tend to look at your own self, self-estimate. And then begin to say that I am this, I am that. Praise the Lord. But these things are there to show us that we are not in Laodicea. And so we don't look at our own self and make our own estimate who we are. Praise the Lord. But we look at who Christ is in our life. Praise God. He said, Laodicea looks at her own self. And then she saw that she is rich. Praise God. That she has what? Many worldly things. That's how Laodicea. Self-estimate is a spirit. Which we need, you see, to examine ourselves. If we are catching that Laodicea spirit also, that we look at our own self and then begin to estimate our own self that I am this, I am that. My brother, my sister, examine yourself. It's a Laodicea spirit. When you begin to look at your own self and begin to estimate that you are somebody, you are that, you are this. Praise the Lord. I've come to this point, so no one can what? Tell me anything. Praise the Lord. That self-estimate is a spirit of what, Laodicea? Amen. So with this, we begin to know that rather our estimation must be who Christ is. Christ, who Christ is, and the life that is in us. Praise God. He said, now, I do not suggest, the prophet was saying that if Laodicea says he's rich, there's a scripture, James 2, 5 to 7. That goes to show that this is not from God. Give me James 2, 5 to 7. The prophet quoted that scripture, James 2, 5 to 7. He said, James 2, 5 to 7. 5, okay. He said, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? See? God has chosen what? The poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. But ye have despised the poor. Do not the rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? Here the prophet saying that God have chosen what? The poor. To be rich in faith. And to be heirs of the kingdom. That is why I said, again, he says in what? 1 Corinthians. I think 1 Corinthians 2. He said, ye see your calling. That not great men, not noble men, but God have chosen what? Such what? Base things. To confound the things that are what? Mighty. See, God has taken what the foolish things of this world to confound the things that are wise. Amen. The weak things to confound things that are mighty. You see us here. There is no noble person here. There's no very rich billionaires seated here. Amen. Millionaires, then you can't find them in this message. But here the prophet is saying that it doesn't mean a rich person cannot what? Be spiritual. But we all know that the word says very few are. Only very few are. Yes. Amen. So that is our thing. So when Laodicea says, I am rich, it is contrary to what? To the word of God. Because God chose what? The poor. To be rich in faith. And to be heir to what? To the kingdom. So what Laodicea is saying is contrary to God. So that is why we must, my brother, my sister. When that spirit is trying to come, Laodicea's spirit trying to come, self as looking at your own self. And begin to what? Estimate yourself. My brother, my sister, you are catching Laodicea spirit. Yes. Get it off your back. Amen. Amen. Get it off your back. He said, the church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. It is its own mouthpiece. So God is turning on her. He will confound her through the prophet and the bride. For the voice of God will be in her. Amen. Hallelujah. See? The prophet is saying that what? The Laodicea church will be confounded by what? The prophet and the bride. Confounded by what? By our life, we will confound what? Laodicea. We will let them know that it is wrong. The prophet and the bride, they will confound what? Laodicea. Because he said the voice of God will be in them. And that is exactly what tonight we are doing. Praise the Lord. We are confounding every aspect of all Laodicea. We are confounding it. By what? By the voice of God. That Laodicea is what? It's not the mouthpiece of God. It's a mouthpiece of its own. And the prophet quoted this scripture, Revelation 22:17, said, "The Spirit and the bride say, come." Amen. The Spirit and the bride say, come. We will confound what? Laodicea. And that is exactly what we are listening even tonight. He said, once more the world will hear direct from God as at Pentecost. We are hearing direct from God. This is direct message from God. Just like as it was in what? In Pentecost. Because the same word, the seed that was planted in the first age, Ephesus, during the time of the apostles, that seed, like what? Like a plant. The life in the seed. See, the seed died, but what? The life in it never died. It went through the stalk. Praise the Lord. The life remained in the roots. And then the life travels through the stalk. And then it brought what? Leaves. And then the leaves later brought what? Buds. That are the edges coming. And then you see the buds start with what? The seed. And then the seed ripens. And the seed reaches a time for harvesting. And that's the time we are living in. The seed that was planted comes back again to be what? To be harvested home. Amen. So we are back to what? Pentecost. The seed is back today. It's in our hands again. The same Spirit. Because if they believed in what? The revelation of who Christ is. That there is only one God. That's what the revelation of who Christ is. And now, during the other ages, when the light, when the moon turned away from what? To receive the light from what? The sun. They mixed what? The word. But the life was still there. Amen. And then in this our age, it has come back again. The return of the sun. One of these days I'm going to preach on that. The return of the sun. Amen. And when the sun returns, it kills all what? It melts all the snow and ice and everything. And you see what? Life starts to come back again. What the winter has killed, when the return of the sun comes, it brings back what? Life again. That's the time where we are living now. So, Laodicea self-estimate, I am rich. But God was seeing Laodicea differently. God was seeing Laodicea different. Laodicea is looking at her own self and saying, I am rich. I'm increasing goods and have need of nothing. But God was seeing Laodicea differently. Amen. Amen. See the Laodicea differently. And how did God see Laodicea? He saw Laodicea to be what? Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Amen. That's how God was seeing it. Whereas he says, I am rich, I am increasing goods, and have need of nothing, God was seeing it as what? Blind, naked, wretched, miserable. Look at it. That is the way you and I even got to see Laodicea. The way how God sees, we got to see the same way also. Amen. He said, when people are that way, especially naked and don't know it, there has to be something awfully wrong. My brother and my sister, you are naked and you don't know. Serious! That is the condition of Laodicea. God seeing them naked, miserable, and they don't know it. Take it what? In the natural way. That, my dear brother, my dear sister, you are in the feast. Then you look at yourself, you see that you are naked. Hoya! What will you do? You will run and find what? Shelter somewhere quickly and ask for what? Clothing. Amen. Amen. Hey! In the streets and you see yourself naked. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will beg for covering immediately. You have to run to a place where you can get covering. That's the thing. That's the way how God is looking. And he said, if you don't know it, oh, then there is something really, something really very, very wrong. Walking in the streets and then you feel so confident. But you are naked and you don't know. Oh! There is something wrong. But that's the way how God is seeing what Laodicea. And we are speaking it in what? In the spiritual terms. Amen. The prophet said, just think. If a person being naked and poor and miserable and blind and don't know it. Now, if he knew it, he will try to better himself. He will rush from the street to find clothing. He will try to better himself. But if he is in that condition and doesn't know, what a horrible thing. Amen. If you are in that condition and you don't know, what a horrible thing. But of course, if you can recognize that you are naked, you run out of the streets. You get out of the streets and look for what? And look for covering. Amen. And we are talking in what? In the spiritual terms. Naked spiritually. And so what do? You run and look for what? Covering. And the only covering that you can ever have is what? Is the word of God. Only the word of God can cover you. Praise God. You run and look for what? The covering. Why don't you spiritually then? You see yourself poor spiritually. You see yourself miserable spiritually. You see yourself naked spiritually. Why don't you run and look for a covering? The word of God. To cover you. To cover your nakedness. To cover your shame. Amen. He said, now, just imagine today the church. We are talking about the church. He said, today look at the church. What are they doing? They have forgotten what? Mark 16:15-17. They've forgotten that. Mark. When he said, go ye and preach the word to every creature. And as many that would believe, baptize them. Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
That's the commission. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out what? Devils and evil spirits. They will walk over as what? Serpents. They will drink deadly things, even they will not die. All these signs will follow as many that believe. That's the commission that has given towards the church. But what is the church doing? Laodicea church, what is he doing? The prophet is saying all that they can do is what? They are building mansions. It's now what? A competition. Who can build the what? The biggest and the loveliest of all. That is what now they are using to attract what? Congregation. Is that the way what God told them? See, Laodicea is what? Is out completely of the way. Instead of going back to what? Mark 16. Now they are using wealth and beauty to attract what? People to come in. Oh, we have the biggest church in the whole city. Our church is the most what? Loveliest of all. That is what they are what? Oh, our church is very rich. We have all the millionaires in the city in our church. That is what they use to what? To draw people. Is that what God asked them to do? No. Laodicea is using what? Wealth and beauty to attract attention. Not the word and the life. No, sir. That's not what they are doing. And the prophet, let me read something of the prophet here. Say, and the various groups, they vie with each other to see who can build the biggest and the loveliest. And they build education centers with unestimated millions. And those buildings are used only an hour or two a week. Big house, big church. Build a mighty church. And they will use that place only some few hours in the week. But look at it. Few hours. I know. Mass. Oh, they enter. And the priest will raise the this thing like this, as if he's going to give to you. Okay, he will give it to you. But the cup, he will drink it for you. How? Huh? When you go, you just take it, you put it on your mouth. Then he will drink this thing for you. You go your way. That's all. Going for mass. Longest 3 minutes, you are out. Huh? Or you just go, you lit your candle. Finish. You go. Big mansion. That's what the prophet is saying here. They use what? Only a few hours combined for the week. Praise the Lord. That's Laodicea. Let's watch it, my brother. Now he said what? Do you know that religion today is known as big business? It's now big business. Now we are moving from the Orthodox. Let's go to what? The Pentecostals now. Pentecostals is what? Big business. If you are going to Pentecostal church, you have to see if you have three pockets or four pockets, you have to put money in all. Because there will be what? Offering about four times. Big business. And so now he said, now churches have stocks and bonds and what? Businesses that are running for the church. They have bonds and what? Stocks and what? Companies. Making money. And then he said, they employ business managers. business managers to handle what? Their finances. Finances. Someone who has studied business. The church will employ him to manage what? Their finances. Is that what the Bible told us? The people that manage the what? The finances or the things of the church? Is that what the Bible told us? The Bible said seven men full of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. They were manning what? The things of the church. The finances of the church. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Not what? Business managers. Said now, Laodicea has tend to be what? Business venture. That's why he's saying that I am rich. Do you believe that this we are in the last age?
Amen.
You got to believe it.
Hallelujah.
That we are in the last age. Six other church ages have come and gone. We are in the last age. Amen. And we are in the end time also. Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says so. Where is Israel now? Israel is back.
Amen.
In his land. They were scattered. The Bible said they will be scattered. Look, the Bible is very, very true because it is the word of God. That is why, my dear brother, my dear sister, anything that is being spoken here, it is life. It is true. Take it.
Amen.
These things have been what? Have been written thousands of years. Even this revelation we were just reading. Jesus is about over 2,000 years when Jesus was speaking toward John in the island of Patmos. But God was able to know the condition of today that it has been written. And it is here that my children will be scattered all over the world. Israel was scattered all over the world. But he said, one sign of the end time is what? When Israel is back in their homeland.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When they are back in their homeland, and now Israel is a nation back in the homeland. These are all what? Signs for you and me. And a true Christian, you will know that there is no continuing city here.
Hallelujah.
There is no continuing city here. The prophet said, if people can be building these mansions, as if the world is the end of everything. It shows that people are ready to live here the whole of their lives. But it can't be so. Amen. A true Christian, you know that there is a city that you need to what? As Abraham, our father, was seeking for what? That city whose builder and maker is God, which has foundations, builder and maker is God. There is no continuing city here. There is nothing here that what can be reserved for you. There is nothing here that can be reserved for you. We are just passing through. We are passing over. We have a place to go. Where there are mansions ready for us. Praise God. My brother, my sister, just believe that here we are just passing through. There's nothing that will be reserved for you here. You can never get anything that said, this is the thing that will be what? Part of my life. Not possible. He said, God moves by his spirit. Amen. Not by the amount of money, amount of wealth, amount of things that you have in this world. He moves by his spirit. Let us also move by the same spirit. Amen. Let's take this thing seriously, brethren. Amen. Now, he said, Laodicea says, I am rich in goods. That means I have spiritual riches. They think that they are, you see, when they see wealth, they think that it is what? Spiritual upliftment. When they see that the church is what? The money is growing. They take that as what? Spiritual. But that's not it. Amen. That's why Laodicea is boasting that I am rich. Rich in what? Rich in goods. They think that they are spiritual. But the prophet listened to what he said. If the church were truly spiritual rich, its influence would be upon the community life. Amen. If the Laodicea church is rich spiritually, hallelujah, it must have influence upon the people. Praise God. Amen. It must have an influence upon the people. But the prophet said, what do you see today? Prostitution. Bands of children. See? Children now forming gangs. Crashing parties. See? Immorality has reached all-time high in promiscuous sex acts. See? Narcotic addiction, gambling. Hey, the other day I was reading a news, a Ghana news from the internet, and I saw something. A church, now the pastor giving lotto numbers. Pastor giving lotto numbers to what? The church members. My brother, my sister, that's why even that word lucky is not what is in the Bible. It's not what? It's not the word of God. If you are you stake lotto, Christian giving lotto numbers. My brother, my sister, watch it. Pastor giving what? Lotto numbers. To the congregation to go and stake. Oh my. All these things, if the church is spiritual, it must have an influence and impact upon the people. But now look at the situation now. Now the prophet said, take a good look around you. He said, take a good look around you. Examine the people as they walk by. In the multitudes you see, can you pick out those that have appearance of Christians? Watch it. He said, take a look around you. Examine the people that go by. He said, can you pick amongst them those who have the appearance of what? Christian. Watch. Do you see? Stand somewhere tomorrow. Stand somewhere. And look at the people that come and go and pass by. And try to what? Pick. From their appearance. But, okay, watch these things also. That watch how they dress. How they act. what they say, where they go. Watch. Amen. Watch all these things. My brother, Laodicea is really terrible. Laodicea, end time, just like what he said, the days of what? Noah. When God could not what, find even one person. And it what? It grieved God in his heart that what? He created man. And only one person found favor in the sight of God. That was Noah. That is why in this end time, you and I got to be that Noah. Amen. Amen. You and I got to be that Noah. Because he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end time. Shall it be in the coming of what? The Son of Man. So we are in what? Noah's day. Where God, it grieved in his heart that he created man. He said there was what? Man's heart was continuously evil. Disobedient to the word of God. Be that Noah, my sister. Be that Noah, my brother. He said the church says that they are spiritual. And even they have been able to save millions of people with what? Spirit-filled. They are spirit-filled. See? Oh, yes. So what do we see today? Because they speak in tongues. Huh? They speak in tongues. Ah, we'll be able to save people. Now they are spirit-filled. They see spirit-filled that when someone is what? Someone can speak in tongues. And speaking in tongues, you look at it by the Bible also, they are still wrong. My brother, look at it. They believe that when you speak in tongues, that means you are filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Fine. It is one of what? The nine gifts. But yet, when you go to the church, the way how that gift of speaking in tongues is being what? Operated in the church is still wrong by the word. Everybody needs to speak in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Ghost. That's what they are being taught. And so, because you don't want my sister, I don't want her to know that I don't have Holy Ghost. Huh? I'll just go and hide somewhere and begin to arakasapata, arakasapata, every day arakasapata. That's what it is, speaking in tongues. Because I want to marry a sister in the church. And the sister, if I don't speak in tongues, you know that I don't have Holy Ghost. So I will just go and dodge somewhere and learn some something just to what? So that the sister will know that I speak, I have the Holy Ghost. Oh! Huh? They are wrong even there! Wholesale! Everybody speaking tongues. And it is right in the Bible here that if a stranger comes amongst you and all of you are speaking in tongues, he will say that you people are mad. It is here. And they don't see it. Blind. But to you, the grace of God has made you to what? To know better. It is not given to them, it is not given, but to you it is given to. Why don't you take it? Oh my. God has chosen you and given you the truth so that you will not be deceived. Why don't you take it? My sister, take it. My brother, take it. Amen. Take it. Take it. Now the prophet is saying something here. And now I'm coming to where he was saying these things. He said, look, they are spirit-filled, but they'll be wearing shorts and slacks and halters and briefs. I think you know halters. Huh? Sisters, you know halters? I never knew what a halter is. I had to go to the dictionary. I had to Google it to know what is halters. Praise the Lord. He said it's something you small this thing here with a small covering just the, and all your back and everything is what exposed. Huh? That's what Google told me, halters. Small this thing here, hanging here, holding your front here. Huh? And they speak in tongues! Sunday in the church. Oh. See how blind the people are. See what now is coming. Blind and they don't know. Naked, they don't know. Wretched, they don't know. Miserable. And so the prophet said, you sisters, now listen, he said, now, I know the women don't set the styles. It is Hollywood that does it. See? Hollywood has brought, brings a new style. And all the sisters, the women, they'll follow it. Sunday competition in the church. The latest. And they'll be watching one another. Gossiping. Maybe a very good friends. Did you see, sister, the dress? That dress is passed over 10 years ago. Look at all these things in the church. And they're all speaking tongues. Thank God that your eyes are opened. Amen. Then he said, but listen, ladies. They still sell yard goods. He's trying to say they sell what? Materials. Eh? Yard materials. Eh? The prophet said, ladies, listen. And let us do it. Hmm? He said, but ladies, listen. They still sell yard goods and sewing machines. You don't have to buy what is in the stores and then use that as an excuse. Huh? So go and buy the yard of what? Huh? Go and buy the yard of what? Material. Find a sewing machine. You want to go to what? The internet, Google. You want to how to sew? It will direct you. Just sew something. What? Amen. That looks a true what? True Christian dress. Mm. Amen. The prophet is just giving this advice. He said, this is a deadly serious matter that I'm going into. Amen. See? Deadly serious. Let us not what? Go for the store and say, when I went to the store, that's all that was available. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Just buy the material, find a sewing machine, and sew something yourself, and wear it. Or you can give it to a sister who knows how to what. So, praise the Lord. If you buy, you give it to my wife. She will sew it for you. Amen. Give it to her, she will sew it for you. Praise the Lord. He said, it's deadly serious. So let us what? Take notice of that. He said, have you read in the scripture that when a man looks on a woman and lusts after her in his heart, he has already committed adultery in her heart, with her in his heart. And suppose you dress in such a way as to cause that. That makes you his partner in sin, even though you will be absolutely unaware of it. Being a true virgin with no such desires, yet God holds you accountable and you will be judged. See? Oh, it's true. You are a virgin. Fine. You don't have any desires of what? Following men. Good. But what you have put on alone, he said, some lustful eye will see you and lust after you in his heart. You have become what? A partner in sin with him. You've committed adultery. That's what the Bible is saying. So you don't give what? Yourself away. Praise the Lord. You don't give yourself away for a lustful eye to be looking at you and to lust after you to commit that word, spiritual adultery. And then he came to where I read that I know you ladies, you don't like this kind of preaching. But sister, you are dead wrong if you are doing that. Amen. Do you love it, my dear sisters? Do you love it? This evening I'm surprised that the sisters are more than the brothers here tonight. See how God works. How God brought you the sisters together tonight. And then this message was just coming. So it is for you. Praise the Lord. It's for you. Maybe you thought of not coming to church tonight. Maybe you thought it that you are not coming. But something had to just push you to come. It's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still working amongst us. Amen. The eye of God is working amongst us. And it is the love of God. That is why things have to happen that way. Don't push it away. Don't snub it. Don't kick it away. Open your heart and say, Lord, here I am. I have accepted it. Praise the Lord. Open your heart. Open your heart. Tonight, let me just come to this place. Open your heart. He said, Lord Jesus, check upon me. Tonight, just say, Lord Jesus, check upon me. Help me to take inventory tonight before I go to bed and find out what is the matter with me. This is serious. Are you watching how these things had to be spoken tonight? Are you trying to what? Picture something spiritually? Why these things had to be spoken tonight? He said, help me to take inventory tonight before I go to bed and find out what's the matter with me. I have been professing for years and I don't see these things that Jesus said. You have been trying. You've been coming to church. You've been trying. But you still don't understand why these things are not what? Taking impact upon your life. The Lord is speaking to you tonight. He said that he would, see, that Jesus would be with me and these things would go on. I don't see it. What's the matter, Lord Jesus? Ask the Lord why I can't bring myself to believe the way you want me to be. The prophet said, be honest. Be sincere. Come down and talk to him as face to face with a brother. He will reveal to you. He will tell you. He will tear your soul apart and lay out there, Lord Jesus, tell him tonight that if it will cost me my family, if it will cost me my life, if it will cost me my job, if it will cost me my membership with maybe some group, if it will cost me my prestige in the city, my prestige in the society I'm living in, my prestige in the world, in the area that I'm living in, I will take tonight, tell the Lord, I will take the way with the Lord despised few. Amen. I will take the way of the Lord's despised few. He said, now remember, Jesus said, he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it. He that loves father, mother, sister, brother, or anything better than me is not worthy to be called mine. So if there is anything that you value more than what? Christ. My sister, you are not worthy of him. Now take notice of this. He said, one of these days, the last Holy Ghost anointed gospel sermon will be preached. The last one of these days, the last Holy Ghost anointed gospel sermon will be preached. One of these days, the last gun will be fired. One of these days, the last song will be sung. Maybe Brother George leads the last song, and that's the end. After he finishes, that's the end. The last song. One of these days, the last prayer will be prayed. Maybe the prayer that we are coming to pray tonight could be the last prayer. One of these days, the doors of the tabernacle will be closed for the last time. One of these days, that door closed. No more church. It could be what? Tonight. And one of these days, the Bible will be closed in the pulpit. Watch it. The Bible will be closed in the pulpit. What has stood in your way? Is it job that have stood in your way? Is it your parents that have stood in your way? I'm reading from the prophet. Is it your boyfriend that has stood in your way? Is it your girlfriend that has stood in your way? Tonight, take Christ. The prophet said, you know the mark, you've heard about the mark of the beast, and you have heard about the seal of God. Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer? The mark of the beast or the seal of God? Take your decision tonight. We'll just pray for just maybe 10 minutes. Think of it. Think of it. Do you prefer to take the mark of the beast or the seal of God? As you bow down your heads, the musicians come. Give me, I have decided to follow Jesus. And as you sing it, be serious about it. I've decided tonight. I want the seal of God. I don't want the mark of the beast. I have decided to follow Jesus. Just get yourself prayerfully as you are seated, any way how you want to.
To follow Jesus. To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. No, no one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Yes, my brother and my sister, tonight, these words that you have just sung, have you accepted it? That you have made your decision that you follow Jesus? That the world is behind you, the cross will be before you. That even if no one joins you, you will still follow Jesus. Say, Lord, tonight, help me. The prophet said, be sincere and be honest. Just say, Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong. Help me, Lord, help me. I don't need all these Laodicea spirits. My estimation, Lord, I want it to be who you, Christ, is in my life. That is what I want to weigh. How much of you is in my life? Not to look at my own self and estimate my own self that I am this. I've reached this place. Lord, kill that thought in me. Kill that thought in me, Lord. Any speck of Laodicea spirit, Lord, I lay before. I surrender them. I put them before your altar, Lord. I sacrifice them. I want them to die.
Hallelujah.
Die in my life. I want it dead. Amen. Now. Spirit of Laodicea, die. Spirit of Laodicea, die! I have decided tonight to follow Jesus. Lord, I've heard your word tonight. I know that, Lord, your word is always profitable. For reproof, for correction, for instructions. That we, your children, O God, will be thoroughly furnished unto good works. Lord, help me. I sincerely, Lord, ask for your strength, Lord. I look at your word, which tells me the day that wait upon you shall renew their strength. I'm waiting on you tonight, Lord. I'm waiting on you, Lord. I'm holding on to you, Lord, tonight. I want a change in my life. I surrender to you, Lord. I surrender to you. The word is true. The Bible is true. How you, God, being the omnipresent God, omniscient God, knowing everything, knowing the end from the beginning, even was able to know the spirit of this time, because you are a sovereign God. I believe every word tonight. I believe every word tonight. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to do those things same again. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Take away all those thoughts and desires, self-desires, Lord. Take them away. Blind me to those things. Tonight, Lord, I don't know why I'm here, but you know why I had to be here. To hear all these things. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I never even thought of coming tonight because of the weather. But something came my way. For me to be here, it's because, Lord, you needed me. You needed me, Lord. And I've come. I take every word. I've taken every word tonight. Let me read this from the prophet. Heavenly Father, let thy mercies and blessings be upon thy people. Let thy spirit move, and let thy Holy Ghost come down upon your people. And give them, Lord, the baptism of the Spirit. May every man, woman, boy, girl in here, may they be so carried away tonight by the Holy Spirit that they will say, God, take all I got. Take everything that I am. But let me serve you, Lord. I will lay aside everything. I will give up every self. And I'll give up my pride. I'll give up my own desires. I'll give up everything for you. Take me now. Take me now. In Jesus' name. We have prayer requests tonight from our brother Francois. He's at college preparing for his exams. Let's remember in prayer. Brother Shepherd, he wants the saints to remember him. He wants a restoration of spiritual strength. And our brother Vlad also at home, not well. And then we have our little Joshua, who is feverish. Let's remember all these requests before the Lord. Lord Jesus, these are requests that Lord have brought before you. We remember Hezekiah when he received a letter from the enemy. He came to your house and spread it before you. Say, look, Lord, what the enemy has written. This is a reproach to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we see our little Joshua, he's feverish. We see it, Lord, as a reproach before you. We bring it before you in the name of Jesus Christ, claiming healing for him. Same also our precious brother Vlad, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we send forth your word, God. Your mighty hands of healing to touch him, O God. And our brother Shepherd, Lord, oh, he feels so down, O Lord. Father, he needs a restoration of spiritual strength, Lord. Father, strengthen him, Lord. restore once again, Lord Jesus, what the enemy is trying to take away from him. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your hands of God, let him be in your hands tonight. And our brother friends who are of God, there are many that are preparing for exams, Lord Jesus, we commit all of them into your hands. Some have already started. Lord, grant them the wisdom, the knowledge. Even in the exam room of God, let the Holy Spirit be with them to be able to answer every question that comes their way. Bless each and every one of God. Father, we thank you for tonight, your presence. You've spoken to us. And Lord, we have accepted them. We will leave them, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, remembering our pastor and the family. His other car has broken down again. Lord Jesus, we know you are in control of everything. We believe that, Lord Jesus, all these things, everything worketh together for good. And so, Lord Jesus, we are assured that every problem of the vehicle, in Jesus' name, is in your hands. And that, Lord, it is solved in Jesus' name. We commit our children, Lord, into your hands. As they restart school, O God, the weather is cold out there. Father, protect them, O Lord Jesus, against this cold and any kind of what? Sickness, Lord Jesus, we come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't accept them, Lord. We refuse them. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God richly bless you. Keep strong in the Lord. The Lord loves all of you. Keep strong in the Lord. Keep strong. Keep the fire burning in your heart. Stay strong.
Amen.
Amen. How many are going to stay strong? Hallelujah. I want to see your hands. Amen. God bless you all.
Come and drink of this rock, you will never test again. The Spirit and the branch come.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Voice falling from heaven.
Come
out of my people. Be no partakers of his sin. His wings of great heaven. God tears and iniquity. The Spirit and the pride say come. Come on. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the pride. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the bride.